We arrived actually yesterday, and I can tell you that it was really, really busy. Obviously, the end of the summer holidays, a lot of tourist traffic, a lot of coaches, a lot of freight as well. It's been a busy week. Just heading on and off the ferries here around the port of Calais. Trying to get on the main A16 certainly seemed to be a problem as we tried to head out of the port. The reason being that a group of migrants had decided to try and get onto the road and were throwing missiles onto the particular main stretch of the A16, literally outside of the port. So the police and some of the gendarmes and some of the army as well were actually there trying to contain the particular migrants, and the police were actually controlling them with tear gas. To describe it as a war zone would be an understatement. It was really quite frightening to drive through that area and see firsthand exactly what is happening, as we've been told by the authorities here at the Port of Calais, happens on a daily basis.
Your lorry drivers, the people you represent, but also the French lorry drivers, it's something they have to deal with every day. Just explain what the French lorry drivers have decided to do, and why do you think they've decided to do it?
The French logistics and transport operators have had enough. Particularly those that are based around the area of Calais, which we know obviously is a huge industrial area. They have to not only live and work in this particular region on every single day, but they are actually fighting against what is a losing battle with over 10,000 migrants in the jungle camp. It's a situation that is not going away, it's getting worse, and as a result we understand that a particular group of them from the transport logistics sector are actually holding industrial action in form of a blockade this Monday coming, which will mean the whole of the A16 will be completely blocked. They've actually described it as paralysing the whole of the region of the A16, so no traffic can go in or out of Calais. The reason is because they are absolutely desperate. They've described it actually to us as the last straw, and basically they are, as said, the equivalent of pressing the nuclear button in order to be heard by the French authorities. They are that desperate, which is really staggering to see. But what other option, they've said to us, do they have?